Parking in a strip mall or bank parking lot and plan to run a few errands? Don't ignore the parking rules, especially that customer-only sign with the little picture of a tow truck. Between 30 and 40,000 cars are towed for parking violations each year in Montgomery County alone. Towing companies are aggressively enforcing private property parking rules, at times using tactics that some call predatory. Montgomery County is proposing rules to curb some of those practices, but towing companies point out that their contracts are with the owners of the businesses or the properties, and that without rules, small parking lots wouldn't be able to accommodate legitimate customers. Joining us to have this conversation is Eric Friedman, director of the Office of Consumer Protection in Montgomery County. Eric Friedman joins us in studio. Welcome.
Exciting to be here. Thank you.
Also in studio with us is Fred Sheeler, president of the Towing and Recovery Professionals of Maryland. Fred Sheeler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you have questions or comments, and I know you do, the number is 800-433-8850. How do you park in empty bank parking lots on weekends? Do you park in one store's parking lots but shop in another store? 800-433-8850. You can send email to Kojo at WAMU.org. Shoot us a tweet at Kojo Show or go to our website, KojoShow.org. Ask a question or make a comment there. Eric Friedman, there are really three types of towing, it's my understanding. Can you explain?
That's right. Kojo, complaints regarding non-consensual towing is typically our largest single category of complaint every month. There are also consumer-requested tows when we want to be rescued on the road, and then there are police-required tows when we're parked during traffic times. But our office handles complaints regarding most all types of consumer transactions, but nothing generates more anger than walking out of a store or restaurant and finding that a car is gone. And then having to go to a nasty location where the car will only be released if you pay the demanded price.
That's the practice we call trespass towing. Fred, what are some of the circumstances under which towing companies are allowed to tow someone's car?
All right, for example, we have businesses that have us patrol their parking lots for people who are not patrons of any of the stores, because taking up spaces for the people who actually are renting the stores and the storefronts of the small business owners. And they don't patron the store. They park there. They go off to the metro, and then their car gets towed and impounded for the fees that are set by the county. When they get back, yeah, they're upset. And they're going to be upset at the tower because the only other person to blame is themselves. And they come to our location that is not a nasty location. It is well lit, well documented. It's a storage facility for vehicles, and they pay the fees and they retrieve their vehicle.
Usually with a little bit of anger, I suspect. But Eric, one thing that people often do or do not do is read the signs in private lots. What are some common misunderstandings, shall we say?
Well, many signs will have the term walk-off. Some consumers don't know what a walk-off is, so a lot of it has to do with the consumer's mindset. But, Kojo, keep in mind that non-consensual towing is an extraordinary act. In any other context, it would be considered a theft. So consumers have to realize, and don't always realize, how vigorously these laws are enforced in Montgomery County, and sometimes there is overly aggressive towing going on, which we call predatory. So we're not advocating no rules. Of course, we recognize that there has to be a balance, and the challenge is to strike a balance so that everything is fair to consumers and to merchants. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be happening right now.
People walk off if they happen to park in a commercial parking lot and don't necessarily want to do business in that particular commercial area. Residential parking rules, where people park on lots where there are townhouses and don't, even sometimes the townhouse owner doesn't take particular care about reading the rules. Illegally parked, handicap permits, all of these reasons for being towed.
That's right. But consumers don't realize they could be towed within 60 seconds. So if they're parked in one store and perhaps getting their hair cut and they want to walk next door and get some food, they don't realize that they might have to move from one spot to another. Or many times consumers think they're saving the planet by walking across the street to mail a letter and don't realize that in that short amount of time that they are going to be towed because it runs counter to all notions of civility that a merchant would be hiding across the street, hiding in bushes and swooping in like a hawk and towing your vehicle and then requiring you to pay $150, $168, holding the vehicle ransom, ultimately, until you pay that money.
We're going to get to the business of spotters in a second, but Fred, here's a big one. People sometimes assume that if a business is closed, a bank parking lot on the weekend, for example, that the posted signs don't apply because there aren't any customers at that time, but they could get an expensive lesson, and that's legitimate, right?
Yes, it is. Most businesses carry insurance. The insurance companies do not want the liability of those vehicles being left on their parking lots. And a lot of businesses pay to have street cleaners come in, clean their parking lots of debris and trash that are left. And if there's cars parked there, the street cleaner cannot come in and clean the parking lot properly. And they don't, a lot of times on these lots, there's activities that go on that the business owner doesn't want going on and that are illegal activities happen on these lots behind buildings and so forth.
No one is very happy about getting their car towed for a parking violation, but a certain ESPN reporter, who has now become more infamous than she ever wanted to be, took it to another level earlier this month.
Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why, because I have a brain and you don't? As I'm on television and you're in a trailer, honey.
Have a nice
lose some weight, baby girl.
That, of course, was an edited version. It was quite a bit longer, but you get the drift. Now, Fred, most people's sympathies would normally be with the person whose car was towed, but in this case, I gotta say, I and a whole lot of people have a whole lot of sympathy for the cashiers and the other employees of towing companies. It's a tough business. You own a towing company, Fred. How do you train employees to deal with customers who are already angry when they walk in the front door?
We sit down with our all potential employees and current employees, and we go through a small training class with them as to show some compassion for them, understand their problem, listen to their problems, and never ever raise your voice, never create a confrontation with the employee, with the customer. Because at that time, they're our customer. We want to treat them with the utmost respect possible as they're picking and paying for their vehicle. So you let them vent. You explain to them calmly and softly what the rules were, how they were violated the rules, show them anything they want to see. If they want to see the pictures of the evidence of them, we show them the pictures of their car and that they were parked in a fire lane or et cetera, in a handicap, or no permit was in the vehicle and displayed. And you teach them to stay calm. If it wants to go to the next level, they tell them directly, here's the number to my manager. He's available. You can call him. And we try, and by the end of that 5-10 minutes of rant, the person usually calms down, pays for their vehicle, and goes away. We have on all our receipts that we will moderate with Montgomery County, work with Montgomery County if there is a complaint on the way we towed the vehicle.
I think most people felt that the cashier in that video was remarkably calm, because a lot of people I talked to said for them it would have been choking time. But anyway, I wanted to get that out there because a lot of people don't realize that towing companies have a legitimate job to do, and something many people don't realize also, towing companies are contracted with the owner of the property or the business. Isn't that right?
Correct. We are only enforcing what the owner of the business, the property owner, wants us to enforce. We do not make the rules up for the parking regulations. If you live in an HOA, your HOA rules are made up on where and how you can park.
Well, back to the complaints, Eric. You head up the Consumer Protection Bureau for Montgomery County. Tell us a little bit about what you do and where towing fits in.
Well, we register and license the towing firms, and we have to make sure that we don't talk about all towing firms. You know, the complaints that we receive, it's our number one category of complaint most months, are generated by just two or three towing firms that engage in what we considered overly aggressive towing. You know, Kojo, you mentioned the contract between the towing firm and the property owner. These are very strange contracts because the contract requires the property owner to pay nothing zero. It is a license to, in essence, a license to the tower to turn our shopping centers into lucrative fishing holes, where if they see something wrong, the towing firm is the judge, jury, and jailer. They decide if there's an infraction, and they confiscate the property and not give it back until the fee that they demand is paid. That doesn't exist anywhere else in our marketplace. Other merchants have to go to court, small claims court. There's an adjudication. That doesn't happen in this area. So in this case, the property owner, which may not be the store, not sometimes the stores are as upset as the consumers are because they don't want their customers being towed, but they have a contract, the property owner does, with the towing firm that's a $0 contract. It just basically says if you see something wrong, you have the right to take enforcement action. And that's where we no longer have a balance because it's very difficult to legislate intent. It was never intended to turn this into a bounty hunt, in essence, where if they see something wrong within 60 seconds, they can swoop in and take the vehicle.
Fred, you point out that the number of complaints, considering the number of vehicles towed, is relatively small.
Correct. I know for a fact in Fairfax County, there's over 40,000 tows a year. And Montgomery County, there's about the same. If I'm wrong, I'm sure Mr. Freeman will correct me. And valid complaints compile of less than 1% of the total amount of vehicles towed in the county.
Eric, your office is where these complaints come in from Montgomery County. Would you agree that the total number of complaints is that small a percentage of the number of tows?
Well, Kojo, like everything in life, it's relative. Compared to the number of complaints we get against all merchants, it's high. Compared to the number of tows that occurs in Montgomery County, it's low. So we're talking about, Kojo, 30,000 or 40,000 non-consensual tows a year. Just in Montgomery County, that's $5 to $6 million in revenue being generated by two or three towing firms that we believe are engaged in overly aggressive towing. So compared to the number of impound tows or non-consensual tows, the number is small. Compared to the number of complaints our office receives, it's very high. And we're talking about a lot of money.
Here is Norman in Falls Church, Virginia. Norman, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just had an example in Montgomery County where I was driving and my car broke down, but I didn't have my phone with me, so I had to find a phone to make a call. And when I got back, my car was gone. It really wasn't blocking traffic, but, you know, it was on the side of the road, you know. But it wasn't blocking any traffic where I had it. There was actually a pretty big shoulder. But, you know, I called the towing company, and they say, oh, we're closed now. I called right at 5 o'clock. We're closed now. Tomorrow's a holiday, so in 2 days, you can pay $80 a day storage. You can pick it up in 2 days. And, you know, by the time I was all done, I paid $500 to the towing company because I had to have it towed to Virginia. But they let me get it out a day early. I talked them into it. I called back and I said, you're open 24 hours a day. Why can't I get my car? Oh, well, you know, we can't do that after hours. So it just seems like they gave me a big runaround, you know, and it seems pretty predatory to me to pay $500 because your car broke down and it's not blocking any traffic, but I know they have the right to tow it based on Montgomery County rules.
Was what was wrong with your car? Did you plan on moving it immediately?
Well, I was on the side of the road and there was nothing nearby. I had to go find a phone to make a call to get it towed or figure out. I was going to call a friend to have him come look at it, you know, but so it's just one of those things.
And ironically, it got towed while you were calling to get it towed.
Right. but then it was right at 5 o'clock, so they wouldn't let me get my car back.
Fred, was this possibly a police-initiated tow?
It sounds like this was a police-initiated tow.
It was probably a police-initiated tow.
And if your car would have been towed for trespass towing, you would have the ability and rightful by law to have your vehicle redeemed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including holidays. That's one of the restrictions that are put on towers that tow trespass towing. Those offices have to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for you to redeem your car.
So in his case, it had to be a police initiative.
It was a police tow.
Okay, sorry about that, Norman. We got to take a short break. If you have calls, stay on the line. We will get to your calls. If you'd like to call, the number is 800-433-8850. Do you feel you've been the victim of predatory towing? Have you been towed from a private parking lot? Do you read the signs carefully when you're parking in strip malls and smaller parking lots? Share your experience. 800-433-8850. I'm Kojo Nandi.